From the moment Jesus was born in Bethlehem, his whole life was about one thing: fulfilling his mission as the Lamb of God, who would be slain for our sins. The time has come. It is his last week. He rides into Jerusalem, greeted by a jubilant crowd, knowing all the while what is waiting for him there.
He hears the cries of blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And every face he passes that day shows him why he has been born.
And though he knows in a few more days,
he'll hear crucify, crucify.
Nothing will keep him.
Nothing will stop him before it is finished. Jesus will die. He presses on to the cross. Every dawn brings him closer, closer. He presses on to the cross. Every midnight grows darker, darker.
There's so much to do before time is gone.
So much he'll go through, yet by love he's drawn to the cross. He presses on.
The next day, Jesus returns to the temple courts, where he drives out those who are cheating the people. "Don't you know," he says, "my house will be called a house of prayer? But you've made it a den of thieves." Jesus, the perfect sacrifice, will not allow the merchants to make a mockery of the sacrifices the people have come to offer. And seeing Jerusalem, Jesus weeps for the city and those who live there.
He presses on to the cross. Every dawn brings him closer, closer. He presses on to the cross. Every midnight grows darker, darker.
Once again in the temple, Jesus debates with the religious leaders who question his authority. He teaches the people in parables and refers to himself as the stone the builders rejected. Every word he says convicts the chief priests and the Pharisees of their pride and hypocrisy. They recognize themselves in his teaching and become more determined than ever to get rid of him. Soon, their plot will intersect with his divine mission.
There's so much to do before time is gone.
So much he'll go through, yet by love he's drawn to the cross.
The following day, Jesus is eating at a friend's home. A woman brings a jar of expensive perfume and with great devotion anoints Jesus with it, as if anointing him for his burial. At what must have been nearly the same moment, Judas meets with the chief priests and agrees to betray the Savior for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. The stage is set. On Thursday, Peter and John make arrangements to celebrate Passover, unaware that soon Jesus will become the Lamb that will take away their sin.
The upper room, the Passover meal, he offers the bread and the cup. And when he prays, it's heaven that hears, not my will, but thy will be done. He waits as the soldiers arrive.
Then without struggle
or hesitation, for grace and for mercy, for sacrifice. He presses on to the cross. Every dawn brings him closer, closer. He presses on to the cross. Every midnight grows darker, darker.
There's so much to do before time.
But you'll go through, yet by love